tell you something, brother. If you're bored sitting around, you need something to listen to, try a podcast. And brother, best one around, Casually Lit Podcast. Put it in your ears. Now. Eat your vitamins, say your prayers. Woo! That's the wrong guy. Bye.
Was that Hulk Hogan?
Yes, it was.
And then he said that was the wrong guy.
That was Hulk Hogan matched with, was it Ric Flair?
Ah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Let me tell you something, brother.
I loved Hulk Hogan. That dude was crazy.
It was.
Lunatic. And then there was a sex tape of him banging Bubba the Love Sponge wife.
Really?
Yeah. And somehow Gawker got involved, and that was the downfall of Gawker. Gawker got sued by Hulk Hogan, maybe, and it shut it down.
Damn.
All because of a sex tape. And because Bubba the Love Sponge, he was one of those, it's okay for you to bang my wife.
Like a cuckolder?
Yeah, I guess. Hmm. Or hot wifing is what the terminology can...
Hot wifing?
Yeah, like cuckolding. I think that's where you're belittled or something. Where you get made fun of. Well, I don't know. I don't really...
I just thought it was when you let someone else have sex with your wife slash husband or whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah. Anyways, it's a good way to start a podcast, isn't it? It's like, why do you know this, Jason? I know most of that because Lex and Terry were direct, you know, competition with Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh, nice.
So they always talked about that. They talked about what a pussy ass dude would let their wife fuck somebody else. And I'm like, okay.
Wow.
I don't know, man. But yeah, Lex and Terry were like ripping on him all the time. But yeah, hey, this is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Chris.
We fired Rhodey and no guests. Actually, Rhodey didn't want to drive because of the weather. And if you're not in Texas and you're like, the weather's fine here, it's not here in Texas. It's a little rainy and a little cold.
And a hell of a cold.
Yeah, which usually equals ice balls on the ground.
Yeah, I was sleeting today.
Yep. In Burleson?
Yep.
We got a little bit up here in Fort Worth, but not as much as they did in freaking Wichita Falls and stuff. They had like an inch of snow. They're all out sledding and stuff.
Holy shit.
Lucky people.
I actually hate snow.
Really?
I like the snow, but I hate the cold.
I just want to take Connor in the snow. I'll be honest.
That was first time seeing snow.
That'd be fun, yeah.
Heck yeah.
We saw it when it was snowing here, and because it snowed here, what? Oof.
Two weeks ago?
Yeah. But it didn't stick. This time it was in Wichita Falls, it was sticking pretty good.
Yeah, that was the combination of tornadoes one day and then snowing the next day.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that. Oh, man. So let's go right into sports. Just kidding. Super Bowl Sunday.
That is the big hot topic.
It was a good game.
Actually, really was.
Yeah, I was happy with the game.
There wasn't an actual blowout.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be. And it looked like I was going to be turning it off. Not really. It looked like it was going to be a good game, and then it wasn't.
I mean, I liked it.
I mean, at the end, it was good. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like it was going to be a bad game, then it was a good game. Jesus. Yeah. Everybody left here at halftime because they had to drive far away. And then I texted them. I was like, oh, y'all are missing this. Kansas City came back from 10 down or more. Nice.
Who did y'all have over?
My mom. Your
family?
Yeah.
Nice.
My mom, Rhodey, and Lisa. And my brother. Very small.
Heck yeah.
I can't afford to feed everybody and have a massive party. It's expensive. We had Doritos nachos. But I think I was the only one. I think me and Rhodey were the only ones that had the Doritos.
So you made nachos out of Doritos or with Doritos?
Yeah. So when I was a vegetarian, like full-on vegetarian, everybody got to eat those Doritos Locos tacos, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I was very jealous. I was trying to figure it out. And then it just came to me. I was like, just... make it a, you know, basically a taco salad with beans. So you put the Doritos down, you put the beans on top, lettuce, tomatoes, sour cream, whatever you want. Bam, nachos.
Damn, that spread sounds actually pretty good.
It is. It's really good. What's not good is the fact that I don't eat like I used to, and then I'll make a plate like I eat like I used to, and stomach starts hurting.
Can't take anymore.
No. Like I used to eat half a pizza, I'm down to like two slices.
Right.
It's good. Or I used to eat a whole pizza, but nah. It was good party, good game. We could talk about the halftime show, but
it not being family friendly.
Oh my God. It was definitely Tyree friendly.
Yeah, it was.
Whatever that means. No, I really enjoyed it. I thought they did fine. I
mean, yeah,
I'm sure they were limp syncing, but it was fine.
Oh, I know they're, especially with them doing all the running around and what they were doing and being able to sing like that.
J-Lo up on the pole.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, this is in my last movie if you haven't seen it, which I haven't watched that yet.
Is she still making movies? Or is she still in movies?
So you don't know? Yeah, she just released, it went through theaters. It was called Hustler. She's a stripper. She shows a lot in that movie.
Oh, damn, man.
At 50. She's like pole dancing, doing everything.
Wow.
Yep. If you go to Reddit, watch it for the plot.
Watch it for the plot.
Or, yeah, I think that's what it is. It's where all the celebrity sex, not the illegal stuff. Like, they take clips from movies and put it in there, I think. I don't know.
That's kind of like Mr. Skin stuff.
Yep, pretty much. And it's free. You don't got to pay for it.
So but you don't have to watch the movie.
Yeah, you're like, let me see if this movie has any. When I go to IMDb and look for the Parents Guide, I'm like, no blood, no sex, no cursing. Yeah, I don't want to watch that.
So that deters you from movies.
Yep, find something else. Had enough of the cartoons, Chris, okay? I need some blood, guts, and...
That is true. I am drawn to more of like the bloody gore stuff because it's... Like I say, I'm fascinated with it, but it's just kind of... fun to watch.
It's fun to be an adult.
Exactly.
I don't really want to, since we're steering towards entertainment, might as well. Fuck it, we're all out of order. A new trailer came out today and it's called, dang it, something in the Book of Saw. Spiral, I think. Spiral in the Book of Saw. So this movie has Samuel Jackson and Chris Rock in it, and it is part of the Saw universe.
That was Danny Glover that was in Saw.
I got like, I think I knew this was coming, but I didn't pay much attention and thought it was just going to be something dumb. But I watched the trailer and like Chris Rock's a detective and he basically, I think there's another Saw killer and he's like killing cops or something. But I'm like, oh man, I should not be interested in this, but I am, and it looked pretty cool. What's it? Is it called Spiral?
Yeah, Spiral.
Spiral in the Book of Saw or something like that.
Yeah, from the Book of Saw comes Spiral.
Yeah.
The all-new twisted horror.
With Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
And not only that, he produced it too. So I'm like, it went from, to whoa. Okay. And the trailer's really not that great. I mean, it's kind of just a trailer like, ooh, crime scene. Oh no, crap's happening. It does end with him handcuffed in a bathroom with a saw in his hand. Bum, bum, bum.
Of course.
Bum, bum, bum. But no, I'm curious where they're going to take this or how they're going to take it.
Yeah, as long as they don't like do like the crap that they actually did in the Saw movies like 15 years later, this guy's got a videotape in his guts or something.
It got really ridiculous, those movies did.
I mean, I watched all of them. They were all
watchable.
Well... The first three were my favorites.
I even went and saw the last one by myself, and I was a fanatic. Like, I'm with you, Chris.
Really?
I went and saw the last one by myself, and because Caitlin was out of town and she doesn't like those movies, so I went to the theater by myself and watched it.
Oh, damn,
it's a weird choice. At I think 11 in the morning, but it was the last one wasn't too gory.
Nah, it really wasn't.
It was where they were going through that maze type thing. But I also forget, I think Saw 3 or 4, Chester is in the opening of it. Yep, from Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yep, and he does his scream, too, when he's trying to pull himself off the seat. He's like, he hits his note. In the end! He's like pulling himself off the, because he's glued to the seat. And he has to pull himself off, reach up, pull the lever to save everybody. And he does it, but.
I completely forgot about that.
You find out that it was all booby, that. Whoever was, it was somebody that was supposed to be helping Jigsaw do these crimes, but he wasn't doing them the right way.
It's the detective.
Yeah, he was like, they can't be redeemed.
Yeah, it's like, he just straight up kills them.
Yep.
You didn't give him a way out.
That makes old Tobin Bell, Jigsaw, pretty angry, because that's not his game plan. But no, I mean, I'm stoked. It was weird. And also, another weird thing is it's coming out in May, which is kind of, It's got some...
coming out in May? Oh, yeah, May 15th.
Got some testosterone behind them. I don't want to say balls, but bravery. That's a daring thing for them to do. Oh, let's put out a Saw movie, not in Halloween.
All right.
Yeah, it's like, you're going to go up against some of these summer movies? I don't think you should do that.
But I don't think Saw's got enough of a cult following that... I mean, it's not going to break the box office or anything like that, but... Well, it might, but... I don't think it's going to do very well.
I hope it does.
I mean, it's the first time I've seen it. It looks pretty interesting. I'm definitely going to see it.
Well, we'll go see it together.
Do it on a Tuesday at the premiere. You get $5 movies.
Hell yeah. Sign me up. No, I'm serious. I'll actually schedule that so we can go.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
I'll tell my wife the babysitter so we can go watch
Kid Rock.
I'm wondering, though. Like I said, it's... The last movie that he was in that wasn't Grown Ups, I couldn't tell you. They came in theaters, too. Like, this is big for him.
It's like, yeah, I can't either.
Okay, Chris Rock, Detective Chris Rock, okay. And Samuel, like I said, Samuel's in there, too. That'll be a draw.
You think he's going to... You think they're going to bring the Marvel Universe into Saw?
I hope so. He does at the end of that trailer say, "You think this is a game, motherfucker?" It's like, there's Samuel L. Jackson.
He's gonna be the new Jigsaw.
Probably. No, that'd be... I don't know. I'm interested. Got my attention. I think as far as movie news goes, there's that. And then there something I was talking about was the fact that I think we mentioned on the podcast before that Doctor Strange lost their director.
Yep.
And now they're just in the early rumor stages, Sam Raimi. One of Chris's favorite directors directed the original Spider-Man trilogy. Supposedly.
Hell yeah.
Marvel's talking to him and I'm just like, please God, no. I'm straight up Michael Scott in that. No, please God, no. I could totally be Michael Scott and Sam Raimi could be Toby.
Yeah.
And I could do that whole thing with him. Every time we see each other, I'd be like, why do you exist? You're here to torment me.
Just pushes food off the table.
Whew, yeah. Sam Raimi is rough, man.
What else did he direct? There's another really big one.
A bunch of horror movies.
I'm not going to say that without...
He doesn't get the best performances out of actors, is the best way for me to say it. Including Tobey Maguire and Kristen Dunst.
I did Evil the new Dead.
Yeah, the new one, not the original, folks. Oh, no, he did do the original. Sorry, he did.
Army of Darkness.
That's what he was known for.
No.
Oh, The Grudge, of course.
Did you ever see Drag Me to Hell?
What is that? Who's in that?
I think it's... Not sure what her name is.
Nope.
It's actually a pretty good movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do the actors give the best performance that they're capable of?
Not quite.
That's what I thought. Of course, the Spider-Man trilogy and... The Grudge, is that the original Grudge?
2020, that's the new one.
Ooh, good for you, Sam Raimi, remake.
I didn't know they made a new one.
Why did they do that?
Oh yeah, because it's got Harold in it from Harold and Kumar.
Oh, stupid. Doesn't help. What else we got? Crawl.
Did you say you like that movie?
Mother Plucker. Did he direct that? Did he direct that or did he produce
it? Or screenwrite it?
I'm going to be mad if he directed it. Available on?
No, he didn't direct it.
Okay, that's what I thought. Crawl was a good-ass movie.
Alexander Aja.
Probably just produced it, which means he's like, yeah, that's good.
Producer. Yeah, it's fine.
Yep, producers. Sure. Or else a producer, like, we could have a Hollywood exec in here, and you could be like, a movie about a spider would be cool, and 10 years later, they make a movie about a spider, and like, I got that idea from Chris. He gets a producer's credit.
Exactly.
When it has nothing to do with anything. They just give him a producer credit. Then you get your own IMDb page, and it says, Chris produced a spider movie.
Here's your participation badge.
Pretty much. You didn't even get paid. They're like, hey, but you got a credit on a movie, dude. What's that clown there?
Poltergeist, the newer one.
Oh, he's doing a remake of that, too.
I know, it already came out, 2015.
Oh, come on, Sam Raimi. Come up with an original idea.
Nobody has any original ideas, Jason, anymore.
That's true.
It's all Hollywood.
That's true.
Besides Crawl, that did actually look a pretty decently original.
It was good. Like I said, it was good. It was intense. I liked it. I liked it a lot. But anyways, I do not want Sam Raimi to direct a movie in the MCU, and he probably will. Hopefully. I mean, you got Benedict Cumberbatch. Do not fuck that up, dude.
Is that right?
He's way more important than Tobey Maguire.
I will have to agree on that one.
Way
as more much as it hurts.
All right, Chris. We broke into Rhodey's refrigerator and we stole two of his favorite drinks.
We did.
We're going to try one of them right now.
We are. We have some of the Bud Light Seltzers.
Bud Light Seltzer.
Which would you like to start with, Jason?
Trick question. Probably black cherry.
And we have mango and black cherry.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, this is going to be terrible and I'm not excited. Yeah, this is what Rhodey drinks after he works out.
So he keeps his abs.
Abs. Yeah, all you got to do is drink that and you get abs, I think. I think that's how it works.
Oh, it's got a nice clear purple color.
Clear purple? Ooh, look at the bubbles in it. Ooh, this is going to be delicious. So yeah, we did seltzer last week. Might as well do it again this week.
Yeah, hopefully this is a lot better than the Four Loko seltzer.
Yep. Of course, Art brought us some really good beers.
That smells really good.
I don't want to drink this. Did you end up drinking your other Four Loko?
No, it's still in the back of my car.
Oh, gross. That may or may not be disgusting now.
Oh, yeah, it's probably horrible. I'm just going to end up throwing away because I offered it to Jay, but he was like, nah, I'm good.
Oh, Jay should have drank that.
That smells really good.
Hmm.
That's not bad.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
It's crisp. It's clean. A little cherry in there.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
Yep, it's better than the Four Loko one.
Hell, way better. Mm-hmm. Way better than the Four Loko one.
Ooh.
Didn't we try, what was the other one? Truly or, the White Claws. It's even better than the White Claws.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, it's got that really, really fake, like,
cherry.
Yoplait, blackberry or black cherry flavor. That's what I get from it. That's what it tastes like to me. That's actually pretty good.
Cherry extract. No, I really I don't hate it.
I could probably only drink one of these, but yeah.
Hmm.
It's not bad.
Congratulations, Bud Light, on nothing. You made a clear alcoholic drink. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
5% alcohol and only 100 calories.
So I said it's perfect for your little workout.
What was the slogan of that? What's that stuff I brought a long time ago? Oh, what was that? It was like the Powerade, but alcohol. He's like supposed to like. Fuck! What was that stuff?
God damn it!
I can't remember. But yeah, that stuff was equally terrible too. So,
Gatorade with alcohol. This will dehydrate you and rehydrate you at the same time.
Right.
I know it sounds. Sounds impossible, but it will work. Yeah, no, I don't hate those.
Yeah, this is not bad. Give this probably a 3 on the Four Loko scale.
Only a 3.
I'm trying to remember what the 3 was. I'm pretty sure that was peach. But yeah, that's damn good, Budweiser.
Congratulations. Nah, yeah, no, I'm down with it. I would. It's just like the other. White Claws, though, I'd have like you said, barely one.
Yeah, it is pretty sweet.
I could not drink two of these, and I couldn't chug it.
Couldn't get swasted off of it.
I wonder if it's better if it's like much colder or a little warmer. Like, I wonder where where the good drinking temperature is with it.
Where the sweet spot is.
Yeah. I just can't wait to try New Main and Funky Picnic seltzers when they come out.
All right,
that's what I'm really excited about. And I have the inside track for both of those breweries.
Has that been confirmed?
No.
Hmm.
I just put them on the spot.
There you go, David. Get
it fucking made.
Do it, David.
No. Yeah. David's got some stuff coming I'm excited about. New Main, their 2-year anniversary is coming up at the end of this month.
Damn, I can't believe that's already here.
Wait, is it 2 or 3?
I think it's 2.
Whoa.
Yeah, 2.
David, pump the brakes on time, please, yeah. Sir.
Right?
God bless. Yeah, that makes sense. Because I was there when you were there. We were there when they opened. Connor wasn't born yet. Now Connor's, yeah, new main turns two, Connor turns two. Woo!
Yeah, still got the glass from the first one, too.
It is our birthday. But yeah, that's going to be a big event. We'll promote that when we get closer. See if we can't get all you people to come visit us out there.
Hell yeah.
Or maybe we won't go.
Maybe we just won't go at all.
Because I got to stay away from, I don't like to go out in public and get recognized and stuff. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it, it gets kind of annoying sometimes.
I know. And then they're like grabbing you and touching. Take a picture. Take a selfie. No, no, no.
We just need to start charging people.
Good idea.
$15 a picture.
Shit. If Jax can get $100 a picture. Just saying, man. I think I can get at least $2 a picture.
Hell yeah. Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah. How ridiculous. Ah, man. Like, trying to think, like, even if I was super famous and I went to one of those Comic-Con things, like, can you imagine taking $100 from somebody to take a picture with you?
Yeah, it just seems like, not petty, but it's like, it's just a picture.
I know. I feel like and then it's like, it's like $100 for a picture and like $175 for an autograph. It's
and the
like,
only reason why you're there is because of them.
Yeah, and they're all standing in line for 2.5 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. I don't know. It feels like it would be weird to me, but I'm not famous, never will be. I'm not going to say never will be.
Not yet, Jason.
Have never been, so I don't understand it. And I shouldn't be so quick to judge it, but also I guess you got to make money where you got to make money. I might say like, hey, I just need to make enough for my plane ticket for flying out here. Still, would be weird. Would be weird, but yeah.
Just don't be a celebrity douche like that lead singer from Tool.
Oh, is he a celebrity douche?
Oh, yeah. He's a pretty big douche. Sometimes on the concerts, he faces backwards the entire time.
His name is, it's James Maynard Keenan, right?
Yeah, James Maynard Keenan.
Thought so.
Yep. He actually has a wine, too. He owns a vineyard and makes his own wine.
That makes sense.
Music's good, and he's just kind of a douche.
Yeah.
But speaking of getting to go back to the Super Bowl, you like any of the commercials, Jason?
I mean, there was a few that stuck out. One that we're about to get into with our entertainment talk. No.
Didn't like the Smite Pack?
That was funny. Unfortunately, I saw that before the Super Bowl, though, which is sad. Yeah. But yeah, Chris Evans and John Krasinski, and I cannot for the life of me name that girl. I know who she is. She's in a lot of movies and stuff. Like,
yeah, she's
small
on
parts.
Mad TV.
Yeah, she's crazy funny. But
and Big Poppy.
Yeah, he popped up too.
Yeah.
Smite Pack, Smite Pack. And they were talking in their thick, heavy Boston accents.
Hell yeah.
Like, whoa.
Like, other than that commercial, I cannot stand that accent.
No.
Especially on girls.
You don't like when Matt Damon and Ben Affleck go into it?
Oh, and Good Will Hunting?
Put you right in a kisser. Will Hunting.
That Good Will Hunting was amazing, man.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, no, and I'm thinking as fast as I can about the commercials, man. Like,
yeah, there weren't too many standout-ish ones. I'm trying not to.
Nothing. Like, I guess the Sam Elliott cowboy thing was weird.
Oh, yeah, with little Nas?
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
James. Not James. What's the Aquaman dude?
Oh, Jason Momoa.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Got all skinny and played the lap guitar. Because he took all of his clothes off, or his body parts off. That was weird. And then his receding hairline that he had.
Yeah, not too many.
No, like
standout-ish ones.
Nothing that's in my head like, oh man.
Even the Budweiser one. They usually do like the Clydesdales, a lot of stuff like that. I can't remember what that commercial was even now.
I think I made Rhodey mad though.
Oh, what?
Because he was trying to ask me. Rhodey had a good time at the Super Bowl. We all did. He was trying to ask me a question about a movie right when I'm watching the TV while Rhodey's trying to ask me this question about a movie. And right at that moment, Captain America's shield popped up on the screen.
Nah, yeah.
So I start shushing everybody, like rudely shushing everybody. Shh.
I have to hear this.
And Falcon gets the shield and throws it. I was like, oh my God. And I'm over there geeking out. And Rhodey's like, what's that movie called? And he's like yelling at me. And I'm like, shh. So I may have upset him. I apologize, Rhodey, in public and on the air if I upset you. But it was funny. I was like, shh. And I was like, shh. So like, everybody watch this. And then I rewound it because I was like, we got to watch it again.
You rewound it. Nice.
But did those trailers not look amazing?
Man, it was awesome.
Oh my God. Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Pumped. Loki. Oh my God. Super pumped. And of course the Vision and the Scarlet Witch and the Vision. Oh my God. That looked crazy. And yeah, that's why
badass.
I'm excited for that because it's going to be crazy. Like she's going to go mad. And all this stuff's going to happen. And she's like living in all those different sitcoms. Oh, it's going to be crazy.
Weren't you the one saying like each one of those episodes costs like $1 million to make?
They're doing more. Yeah, they're doing it like movie budget. Yep. That's why when you see Falcon throw the shield, it looks just like it does in the movie. I was like.
Hits that tree.
Yep. I was like, oh my God. And then Falcon has that flying scene. I was like, oh. And it showed Zemo for a split second, which I cannot wait to see the story of that. Falcon wants to be, Cap
Zemo?
Today. Yeah, Baron Zemo, the bad guy from Civil War. Oh, he's back. And that dude's a great actor, too. I love him. He's one of my favorite actors in that movie with Chris Hemsworth about IndyCar racing. Oh, I can't remember the movie. I watched that movie like 3 or 4 times. That is a fantastic movie.
Ford versus Ferrari?
Nope. Not at all. I can't remember what that movie's called.
Is it Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth. IndyCar movie. I want to say it's called Drive, but I'm like, that's Ryan Gosling. Or that might be Driver.
Rush?
There it is. Yeah, that movie is. If you haven't, you probably haven't seen that, have you, Chris?
I haven't.
God dang it. I would add it to your list, but that list isn't going anywhere.
That list is a mile long.
Stale. I cannot believe you don't want to watch Tin Cup.
It's not that I don't want to watch it. It's just I forget.
No, you won't watch it.
I'm like, try to look it up on YouTube.
No, but yeah. So the bad guy from Civil War plays sort of the bad guy in that movie. And he is phenomenal in that movie. Like, he should have got an award. He may have, I don't know. But can't think of his name either.
The bad guy in Rush? Daniel Brühl? Yep.
That's him. And he's not really the bad guy. And like I said, I can't really say if he's the bad guy in Rush or not. Like he's like the Kobe Bryant, like racing's life. And he's all focused and doing his thing. And then Chris Hemsworth's like the, I'm lazy and I got talent, but I'm going to drink and bang girls and all that stuff.
So like the Sacha Baron Cohen to the Ricky Bobby?
Yep. Yep. Very similar.
Oh, nice.
But that's the whole dynamic of that movie. I haven't rewatched that movie. I haven't seen it in a long time. Also, my girlfriend is in that movie.
First, Olivia Wilde?
Nope. The one from Game of Thrones, Marjorie.
I can't believe I don't know her name.
She's in that movie for a split second. Lincoln. Nice. But she has a nice shower scene. Oh, I cannot believe I cannot remember Marjorie's name now either. I'm having a bad day for me here. I don't know my Hollywood crushes anymore that... As an adult, I shouldn't have. Won't have. Oh, there she
is. Natalie Dormer. Ooh.
She's a pretty girl.
She is.
She's very, very pretty on the eyeballs.
Ooh. It's all about that smile.
Yep. Evil.
He's very evil.
Anyways. But no, so he's back in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It looks crazy. And I love Bucky. I love the guy that plays Winter Soldier, Sebastian Stan. He's good. And then, of course, the Loki thing. That looks nuts, too.
That's going to be badass.
I know. And they start in August. So they've got it where it's like August, you get the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And then October, you get season 2 of the Mandalorian. And then in December, you get Scarlet Witch and the Vision. It's just like, holy crap, like almost every day you'll have a new show.
And they're doing this
this year?
Weekly.
Yeah.
Like one episode each week.
Yeah, which is going to be kind of rough.
But is it 30 minutes or an hour?
I don't know yet.
That's going to be kind of, It's going to be kind of bullshit if it's 30 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know if you can do 30 minutes with those Marvel things.
Yeah.
But I didn't think you could do 30 minutes with The Mandalorian, and they handled it all right. Most of them are like 36 plus, but...
Yeah, some of them are.
But I enjoyed it. I mean, it was...
Like...
some of them were too short, but it was all right. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yep.
30 minutes from $1 million.
Yeah.
Damn.
They spent a lot of money on that. Like when they go into the effects, like the effects on The Mandalorian, they look like they were Star Wars effects.
They really do.
The lasers look like Star Wars lasers. It didn't look like you didn't notice this ridiculously cheap, you know, the cheap look.
His lightsaber actually looked good.
Spoiler alert, Chris.
Don't spoil.
Jeez, a lot of people don't have Disney Plus because they don't want it or something. I don't know.
It's because they're living under a rock.
No, but yeah, that was the number one highlight for me, though, was that and the halftime show. I got really excited about those Marvel shows. Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up, everybody.
Shut up.
Watch this trailer. Oh, my God.
Like, oh my God. And then I watched the trailer like 20 times online. I'm like, yeah.
Did you like the Rick and Morty commercial?
Pringles, yep. But I was really hoping it was going to have a premiere date for the next half of the season.
Right.
Bunch of douchebags.
Nothing. Oh. Yeah, they're going to stretch that out as far as they can.
You know, I love that show. But I kind of wish that. Because a lot of shows are doing this. Game of Thrones took, what, 2.5 years to get to that last season?
Mm-hmm.
I wish it would come back to bite someone in the ass so they would stop doing it.
But you don't want it to be Rick and Morty. You want it to be someone that's not a good
but
show.
I don't want to... Like, imagine... Well, I'm 36 right now. You 31?
Two.
32? So imagine us not getting to finish Rick and Morty until we're 40, 45 years old. Like, right. What the hell? 70 episodes in 20 years, like... I just feel like their target audience will eventually shift away from them. But what was really funny about that was my mom, Greg, everybody in the room didn't have a clue what that was.
Didn't know what Rick and Morty
was?
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, laughing so hard. They're like, what's wrong with him? It's like, this is Rick and Morty. You don't get it.
It's awesome.
Pringles have taken over. We're in the Pringles dimension.
That actually didn't want me to go out and buy some Pringles.
Morty was mixing them all up, making new flavors.
Pizza, barbecue, and...
Sour cream.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno, that's right.
Yeah.
Jalapeno pizza.
Spicy barbecue sandwich, or pizza. I actually want to make me go out and get it.
We need to make some Rick and Morty intros now that I think about it.
Snake jazz.
Yep. Ooh, that would be the music.
Oh, my God.
Okay, speaking of music, Chris, you said you had a surprise for me.
I do. It's from your favorite band.
I think we should talk some music. Five Finger Death Punch.
Ooh, close.
I'm over and under it, bruh. I hate you. Die.
Kind of a similar band.
Yep.
But no,
Volbeat.
Disturbed came out with a new song. It's not super new, but it's somewhat new. It's got a...
What's the name of this?
Hold On to the Memories.
Did you hear this on the radio?
Yeah.
I'm already letting go of the memories. Just let them go.
Just let them go.
Listen, everyone.
Oh, my.
The time come when all of us say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Feel that aching in your heart.
I do.
Leaving you broken inside. But we're never really gone. As long as there's a memory in your mind.
Your mind, not you mind, you stupid YouTube people.
So now go do the best things in life. Take a bite.
Take a bite out of this world while you can. Sweet lyrics, David.
Oh, of course, you're the best.
Take the ones you love and hold them close because there is little time.
So Jesus Christ. Is this about Kobe Bryant? And don't let it break your heart. I know it feels hopeless sometimes.
But they've never really. I know they've probably had some slow songs, but I don't think I've ever heard anything slow from Disturbed besides The Sound of Silence. So now go do the best things in life. Take a fight. Takes forever to get the chorus, but it comes.
Oh, that wasn't the chorus?
No.
Of your life. Make a ride out of this world while you can. This is a solo. Oh. This should have been like his side project.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a...
Woo!
It's not terrible, but I just wanted to show Jason that. I actually heard that on the radio. On 97.1.
Let's see. Disturbed. Tap in Disturbed's second record.
Disturbed.
Yep. It's the last track on that fucking record. So for those of you that really don't know, I like Disturbed to their first and second record. They released a DVD. It was the worst thing that I'd ever seen in my... I bought it. First day it came out, I was in line for it. Bought it. So excited to watch, you know, Disturbed. Hell yeah. It was the worst thing that I'd ever seen in my entire life. The entire band was a bunch of douchebags. And I was like, I'm out. And that was it. I've never gone back. I got rid of the CDs, got rid of the DVD.
Damn.
Cannot stand him, dude. He was sitting on the bed. He was on flat on his stomach, staring at the camera with his hands up under his chin on his elbows. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. Laying flat. And he literally looked at the camera and he goes, "We're the best metal band in the world. No one knows it." And I was like, fuck you.
Damn.
And then there's another scene with a bass player trying to buy leather pants and they couldn't flare them out. So he gets all mad and explodes on people. I'm like, woo, woo. Too much for me to handle.
Yeah, it sounds like a huge douche.
They all were. All of them. I was like, man, I don't like you guys. Second record.
What's the song called?
I couldn't tell you right now. It's the last track on that record. I was hoping... It's the same album that Prayer is on. Another dream that would never come true. Just a god a minute to...
Is it on Believe?
Yes. Holy Jesus. I didn't know these guys had this many albums. Believe it's the last track. It is called Darkness.
Darkness. Of course it is.
Darkness. But yeah, that's my real issue with Disturbed. It's the first band ever that I watched the DVD for and got real just disappointed. I was like, oh my God. So you were asking about slow songs. I think it's Can't Turn Away. Darkness. Don't turn away. It's Don't Turn Away. Still, we need to play a music lyric game with me so bad.
That'd be fun.
I think it's Don't Turn Away.
Don't turn away.
Yep.
I pray you heard the words I've spoken. Dare to believe. Darkness, come on me.
There you go, Chris. You can wait until it gets a little stupid chorus.
Walk away to breathe again on my own.
There you go. Yep, bye bye. Baba.
Damn.
But yeah, so they did. They had that one. I don't think they had any more. Because then they released A Thousand Fists, I think, after that. And I think I skimmed through that album like skip, 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 skip.
Skip, 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 skip.
Listening for... But then in that album, it came back to that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it was just like, oh, fuck. I cannot see David's face without being annoyed. We're the greatest rock band in the world. No one knows it.
Stuff that he stole from Jonathan Davis.
Duh. That's kind of true, isn't it? And that stupid Stupefy song, like, now when I go back, Down With The Sickness is still cool.
Yeah,
but when you go back and listen to Stupefy, it's like, what? I've been waiting my whole life for just one rock, one tiny little NSF rock. When I feel like I'm out of rock, find myself Stupefy coming back again. It's like, what?
What?
What? And then people on the internet were arguing, is he talking about drugs or sex or what is he talking about?
Sexy drugs.
Yeah, people were saying he said the F word. People were saying he said, you know, rock like cocaine. And then it was like, well, he can't say the F word on the radio, but it's saying it on the radio.
Yeah.
It was just like, ugh.
That's probably not that.
And then, of course, he was another. In the 90s, every single artist had to hate their parents. And in the video, it was about him and his dad fighting.
That's true. Down With The Sickness breakdown or whatever the hell that was.
No, mommy, don't hit me again.
That was so fucking
that like, is in that song, isn't it?
Intense.
I now take back my comment about Down With The Sickness being okay. If it's a version without that in it,
yeah. Most of the versions you hear now don't have that part in it.
Like, why was that in there? Yeah. It's like Jonathan Davis used to cry in the booth. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Don't hit me, mommy. Why?
Be a good boy. I promise.
And then Jonathan Davis is up there. Yeah, right. I feel dirty. It hurt. What is going on here? Me and my coworker were actually talking about how Shakira and J-Lo were on the halftime show. We were talking about the rock bands that we grew up with because we had both graduated the same year. That none of them, like none of the major, like the top 20, besides like Red Hot Chili Peppers, like you won't see Chevelle, Stained, Korn, Limp Bizkit, Deftones. You won't see any of those people ever at the halftime of the Super Bowl.
Hell no.
And it was weird. It was like, but they were huge back then.
That's because it's not, you know, made for a whole audience. It's just pop. It's pop music that's going to sell and do all that stuff. So.
Yep. But it was, yeah, it was kind of disappointing. We realized that maybe Chevelle could do it, but I guess they're not big anymore. Or Seether. Like, Seether's, I guess they're not big anymore either, but they were huge back then.
Yeah.
Huge.
Breaking like, Benjamin.
Yeah. You would think they could do it, but
I think it's more of a targeted audience and, you know,
but I mean,
music for everyone.
Let's see. Okay, Google, how many records did Breaking Benjamin sell? We need to mic that thing. 7 million records.
Damn.
That's not as good as I thought it was. Because, okay, Google, how many records has Nickelback sold? Yeah, Breaking Benjamin. How many?
50 million.
Yeah, so Breaking Benjamin's not that big. But Nickelback could play the Super Bowl, right? Have they? Has Nickelback played the Super Bowl?
I don't think they ever have.
They should do it. He should bring on Avril Lavigne. They're still married, I think. That'd be cool. I'd watch that. Why you have to go and make things so complicated? I got a soft spot for Avril Lavigne. I actually might listen to that at work tomorrow, except for Skater Boy.
Hey, you, I'm the girlfriend.
Katy Perry. See, Nickelback's as big as Katy Perry, right?
Come on. Yeah. As far as like memeing wise.
And then I said like Matchbox 20, they could do it. They're freaking ginormous.
They're still even around?
Yeah, they're coming to tour with...
2014, Bruno Mars and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, which we said the Red Hot Chili Peppers would be okay. Nah. We were trying to say, like, the bigger rock bands. So, like, Guns N' Roses and, like, Tom Petty got to do it.
Yeah, Tom Petty did.
I'm trying to think, like, Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, Led Zeppelin, some of those 80s rock bands, they've transcended, and they're still huge. Van Halen, like, people are like, AC/DC. But, like, the bands that we grew up are not transcending. People are not, like, there's not a lot of 16-year-old kids, oh, I love my dad's Limp Bizkit records.
All right.
It's not happening as much for us. Korn, no, I don't see any 16-year-old kids. Man, dad got me into Freak on a Leash.
Well, maybe not yet. Maybe in a couple years, you know, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
But I have a resurgence, but then you're going to be seeing, like, old-ass Jonathan Davis, like, sing... all those Korn songs.
That's so weird. Yeah, I told Rody. So I've been doing the Artist a Day thing, right?
Yeah.
I tried Korn, dude. I got... It started... The first song, I don't even remember what it was. I listened to the whole thing, and then it went to Twisted Transistor. I was like, God damn it. And once I hit the skip button, it's a bad thing. because then it, but then I get, so the object is to say, hey, you can't hit the escape button. That's the object. So once you do hit it, it's like, over. Oh, it's fine for me to hit it again. Yeah. Oh, it's, I can hit it again. And then they got to Freak on a Leash and it was so weird. I was like, he's like, something takes a part of me. I'm like, what is taking a part of you? I just couldn't do it, man. And it made me really sad because that was one of my favorite songs growing up. Something's raped and taken from me. What, Jonathan Davis? What is it? But I just couldn't do it. So I turned it off and switched to Atreyu, and Atreyu is amazing.
Atreyu is badass.
All of it. Yeah, I was like, holy crap, man. Some of my favorite. It's weird. Like, I haven't. Slipknot is phenomenal, dude. Like, they've put out some good Slipknot, Atreyu, Mudvayne. I listen to Mudvayne records that I own that I haven't listened to all the way through before. And I'm like, oh my God, dude. Mudvayne is amazing.
Never really got into Mudvayne very much, besides their, you know, their hits. But it was also kind of the same thing with Slipknot. For a long time, I hated Slipknot because I wouldn't, I guess, not necessarily in that mindset, but I gave them a shot a while ago. I fucking love them now.
Yes. Yeah, there's, it's fun. This is a fun game that I'm playing. Bad thing is I'm running out. I'm like, I'll sit there for 10 minutes trying to think of someone to hit play on. And then, like I said, it's got to be someone that has at least four records, because I did Stereo Mud and it took less than an hour to get through both albums. Yeah. It's like, oh, they're gone.
And done. What about Pearl Jam?
Pearl Jam. I don't really like Pearl Jam. Mm. I found on my computer my old A Dozen Furies record and got to listen to that. I was like, man.
Damn.
That was an album that I used to, it's not even on Google Play Music. I used to play it nonstop, though, that record. They're from Dallas. They're a hardcore band. They are amazing. I listened to Skites Airplane, too. That was fun. They're a local band, too. It's been fun, like I said. But today's business. It's all business to trade you. No, what did I listen to today? Oh, Parabellum.
Not bad stuff.
Let's do the mango, sir.
You want to try out the mango, Budweiser?
I don't really want to, but I'm gonna.
Well, if it's anywhere close to the black cherry, I'm going to have high hopes for it.
I'm going to see if my recent activity is on here. Recent activity.
Oh, wow.
So I can see what I was really listening to today.
That is very mango-y.
Oh, I did. I listened to Crossfade. Okay, so I listened to Crossfade. Do you remember Crossfade?
Yeah.
Never meant to be so cold. So apparently the singer had his solo record. It was god-awful. Terrible.
That's what I said. Probably.
It was really bad, dude. And I listened to Cold today. I listened to that album again. So when I first reported on the Cold album, told you guys it was terrible. It's really good. I actually like it a lot.
Your favorite album?
Not my favorite. It's pretty good. Apparently, I listened to Yellow Card today.
Oh, Yellow Card is so good.
That's it, though. Yep. And there's a Dozen Furies, man. Whew. Dozen Furies, dude. This band...
Hardcore band?
Just wait. This thing is so awesome. Here you go, Chris. This is so awesome.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, they were good. They only put out one record and they had a problem, blah blah blah. They won a, there was an MTV show way back in the day called Battle for Ozfest. There was like five or six bands competing and they won that, which anybody that wins a reality show never makes it very far. Holy crap, this smells like mango.
Yeah, like I said, that's mango in your face.
It smells like oatmeal again. It smells like one of those Quaker oatmeal package.
Whoa.
Black cherry's better.
Yeah. Black cherry's better. It's got a... That is the most artificial mango flavor
nah.
I think I've ever had.
I don't know of it.
That's not good.
It's got a lot of... A lot of slapping in your face going on there.
It smells really good.
Whew.
But it tastes horrible.
Yep. I don't want it. No, it's fine. I wouldn't drink this again, though.
No. Definitely black cherry.
Yep.
Drink that one again. Not this one.
Mango, you are kicked to the motherfucking curb. And while we're talking about alcohol, anybody out there that listens to us for our beer talk, which is so rare now, Hop Slam is out right now from Bell's. Bell's Hop Slam. Take your little butt to the liquor store. Total Wine, Specs, Majestic. Is Majestic still around?
I think so.
Take yourself to one of those. Ask for Bell's Hop Slam. They're going to tell you it's way expensive. Eat the price. It is one of the best double IPAs you can buy on the market. I bought it again. We bought it. We have it every year on the show. I don't know if you remember, Chris, Ryan, the Cicerone that worked at Cool Keg.
Yeah.
He brought us that keg of Hop Slam back when he first came on the show. So good. It's one of the best beers ever. It's out now. Me and Rody, Rody texted me. He's like, yep, got a sixer of Hop Slam. I was like, no way, me too, bro.
Nice.
So we both had one. It was $20 almost for a six pack.
For a six pack. Yeah. Holy shit.
But it's worth it. 10% each beer. You only need two a night. You're good. But it is one of the most. Oh, it's so good, Chris. It's an IPA. It's a double.
Does it really slam your hops?
Yeah. It's not even. It's just balanced. It is so balanced. It's not aggressive. It's not aggressive. It's like a perfect balance of malt and hops. It's just so good.
Very nice.
Bells. It's in a green box. It's called Hop Slam.
Is it better on the warmer side or super cold?
In the middle, yeah. Mm. For sure. But damn. Yep. Go buy it. It's out now. It's only going to be out for a little while. It's a seasonal thing, which sucks.
I'm assuming winter season.
I guess, yeah. I hate seasonal beers because you're like, oh, I really want this, and it's gone. Like right now, you can't buy stouts anymore, pretty much. Stouts go away. Someone needs to have the...
Yeah, the stouts are like that's the number one thing in winter.
Yeah, I know. They need to... Someone needs to make year-round stouts just so when you're sad, you can just go buy one. When I'm sad, I want a stout. I don't know.
That's a new song right there.
I just wrote it right now in my head.
Anyway. It's better than the Disturbed song.
Which one? Both of them?
All of it.
Yep. So good.
Ugh. That mango's bad. Very medicine-y.
I just slammed it. Mine's gone. I'm moving on with my day now. Woo! But yeah, you're right. It is not good.
It is not taking me to that tropical island. Not getting the feels off of that one.
Whew. I'm trying to think. There was a couple other things that I wanted to address, but I think we covered everything today, man.
I think we did.
Super Bowl weekend plans. Valentine's Day. Whew. That's coming.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, lots of stuff to do there. Working on booking more guests. It's a good show. It was last week was amazing. Art was awesome.
Yeah, that was a really good show. Art is a awesome dude.
When I checked it the next morning, I could not believe it was an hour and 40 minutes long. I was like, dude, we were in there for 30 minutes. It's like, what the? Sorry about that, folks that like to keep it at an hour. We don't care about you.
We don't care about you.
Nope. We don't do the normal thing. Do whatever we want to.
It's because it's a show, not a podcast.
That's right. Not a podcast. It's a show. that HBO thing I was trying to rip off. I'm trying to think if I watched anything this week. I don't think we did. I watch a lot of basketball because it's what I do. I love basketball. Watch any movies? Like, I feel like we talked about Picard a little bit last week. It was all right. I haven't watched episode two yet.
Is there anything else on CBS? All Access other than just Picard?
Star Trek, Discovery, and then they have some murder show, I want to say. Something.
Like a true crime or?
Like, no. No, it's something else. I don't know. It's on there. Three or four shows that they're leading off with. We did finish. When I talked about that, we finished the morning show. I feel like I just let myself down by not watching anything. I got with Bray. We're going to do a podcast over Queen of the Damned on the casual lit line. We're going to bring back Bray and Jason Trash Movies.
Yeah, you and Bray on Movies, that was actually really good.
Yep.
I liked it.
We're going to trash Queen of the Damned.
Was the show called Tell Me a Story?
That might be it.
Why Women Kill?
Maybe. Oh, Why Women Kill has Alexandra
Daddario.
Yes.
Daddario.
It has her in it. We could talk about the fact that the Rotten Tomatoes score came out for Birds of Prey, and somehow it's in the 90s.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
How is that even possible?
Be the first DC movie ever to be in the 90s, except for Joker, which really isn't part of that DC. I don't know.
Yeah, that movie looks completely trash.
I'm going to assume it's just because Ewan McGregor kills it, because he kills everything he does. Everything.
Yeah. Who's he playing it?
Bad guy.
Hmm.
He is one of my favorite actors, man. Jesus, I love me some Ewan McGregor. Even in the dumb movie The Island, that's a stupid movie, he's good. Even when he has to work with Scarlett Johansson.
This is really random, but a couple weeks ago, I watched actually for the first time, The Men Who Stare at Goats. It's got Ewan McGregor in it, too.
That movie's crazy.
It is.
That movie's really George Clooney.
Yeah.
Movie's so weird.
The guy that plays the dude, I can't remember his name.
Of course, since you said that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go stab myself in the face. Wow. Dang, man. He's like one of my favorite actors, too. I'm going to cry about it. He is one of the best. The Big Lebowski. He's in that movie. He's in a lot of movies, dude.
Jeff Bridges,
yeah. He hasn't done anything big in a while. He needs to get back on the...
Wasn't he in one of the Marvel movies? Doing something?
Yeah. He was the first Iron Man. He was the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Ebenezer, blah, blah, blah.
Ebenezer Scrooge?
Yes. Ebadiah. I think it's Joseph Ebadiah or something like that. And he was in the Ironmonger was technically his bad name, but they never say that.
Ironmonger?
Yeah. So in the comics, that's who he was. But he obviously hangs around longer in the comics because Marvel kills all the bad guys instantly. That's what they do. They don't let them hang around and come back, which I don't understand that.
It's because they have to.
Every time. Kill the bad guy. Kill the bad guy. Kill him. Like, I'm still pissed that Killmonger and Claw died in Black Panther. Pissed off about that.
Godspeed, Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. Thanks for bringing that back up, Chris.
That's what I'm here for.
The worst, man, when the Green Goblin busts in while Aunt May's praying and yells, "Finish it!" And then he doesn't even kidnap her. And then she's in the hospital. And then she tells Peter, "Spider-Man, the world needs Spider-Man. He's a hero." And tells a story about little Timmy or whatever the fuck his name is. Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, that's funny.
Little Timmy loves Spider-Man. That's, and she's not good in that movie either, that Aunt May.
No,
Sally, whatever, the second Aunt May was better. Ooh. And I remember when I saw that, the very first one in theaters. Then don't get me wrong, I'm not about to sit here and say I trashed it then. I love that movie because it was all I had. But the like almost the opening sentence is Uncle Ben saying, "I am on my ass, Aunt May." And I was like, that's not what Uncle Ben would say. Right. I was very mad about that. And of course, the organic webbing. If they had just give Peter Parker web shooters, it would hold a lot better. I walked out of that movie with an upset stomach because Peter Parker didn't invent his web shooters.
Really?
It was fine. And it worked in that setting. But it was just like, as someone that's been following the character for 20 plus years, it was just like, kind of like a, almost, not necessarily a middle finger, but hey, we don't care about that.
Right.
That's a big part of who Peter is, him adjusting all that business. It's like, oh.
I guess that web sling, when he's trying to figure out how to use it, really pissed you off then.
Yep. Yeah, like, and that was dumb too, because the reason he makes the hand signal that he does is because he's hitting a button. That's how the web comes out. He hits a button on the web shooter. Which it doesn't make sense. And then it does, like, why do you have to do that when the web's coming out of your wrist? It's not so weird. Go web. That part was funny, though. Like I said, they did good with, you know, it was fine. And the second one was better. The second one out of that trilogy is still the best movie.
Yeah, that's Doctor Octopus. Pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, there's still Damsel in Distress and blah, blah, blah. which was unnecessary. And Mary Jane was pretty much completely unnecessary in that. She's like, I got fired. I'm not an actress.
Right.
Like her character, they just, I felt bad for her. They didn't do it right. They should have, he should have had Gwen, and they should have went that direction, but it's fine. But it's fine. And there's rumors that maybe they'll do Spider-Verse and have all three of them. That'd be so crazy for Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield to be back.
Wow, that would be fucking crazy.
Yeah. It's like,
hell yeah.
I mean, you got to do something with that, right? Just, even if it's just a glimpse, even if it's like, you know, the universe is getting all screwed up and things are crazy and somehow Tom Holland just like some kind of fabric tear, he sees different versions of himself, you know, that'd be cool.
Hell yeah.
Even if it's just a glimpse, even if it's like, you know, three cameos.
Yeah. He sees Andrew Garfield. He's like, I got to get one more.
Yep. Oh God. With a man, that's those movies. Like, with Electro playing the Itsy Bitsy Spider on those towers. Like, why did that happen? You know what I'm talking about? He's like swinging through there and it's like, the Itsy Bitsy Spider. Yeah. What are you doing? Who watched that and said, good idea?
It's like, that's not even a taunt. That's just stupid.
And Jamie Foxx went over the top with that character.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Way over the top. Like, he should have dialed it down a little bit. He's a good actor, though.
Take you down about 20% there, Squirrely Dad.
Yeah, I could talk those Spider-Man movies all day. So the first Amazing Spider-Man was pretty good. The second one was... that even the kid that played Harry and... the Green Goblin thing that he became.
Yeah.
And then he's walking through a lab and every single Spider-Man bad guy lab parts are in there. Then it's like, gee, are you going to do the Sinister Six next?
That's going to be cool if that actually happens.
It's looking like it. We'll see. Like, this Morbius movie had better be decent. It doesn't have to be great. It just needs to be okay, especially compared to Venom.
Yeah, all right.
Man, like, I don't understand how Marvel can take a movie about Captain Marvel, which sounds so stupid, or Doctor Strange. They're taking these non-important characters and making decent movies out of it, and then you have Sony with one of the coolest characters ever, Venom, and they're like, no Spider-Man. Nope. We're going to make a Venom movie, and he's sort of a hero. It's just like, why? And that's the problem.
It's like, why are you trashing these, like, A-list
characters?
Marvel characters.
And, like, somebody watched the end of that movie. Like, more than one person. How many people you think watched that little, there's going to be carnage? How many people watched that and thumbs it up before they released it?
Right.
There's nothing okay with that last scene. His wig's falling off. And he's, hey, Cletus, there's gonna be carnage.
He looks like a child in a clown costume.
Yes. And somebody thumbs it up, they sent it to print, they said, people are gonna love this. It's like, who are you talking about?
Probably one of the biggest movie teases, like, ever. Fucking, you know, Carnage, like a huge badass supervillain.
It's so stupid, man. All they had to do, Venom gets arrested too. This is how this works. Tom Hardy gets arrested. They're both in jail together. End of movie. Next movie, Venom breaks Tom Hardy out of jail, leaves the seed. This is how it happens in real life. Venom, the symbiote, breaks Eddie Brock out of jail, and then a piece of it gets left there, and it's a baby, and it creates carnage. They had the perfect opportunity because Venom already was, you know, causing massive chaos. They just put him in jail. End of movie. Nope. Nope. He's sitting on the side of the road and Michelle, well, that's not her real name. That's her real name, Michelle. She's like, it's okay. Blah, blah, blah. I love you. She Venom made out with Venom. That's another scene. They watched scene. They were like, yep, that's good.
Yeah, I want the whole plot like to be able to take over the symbiote. Like, it killed like 1,000 people because it didn't have like the right DNA or something.
Yep.
And she just jumps into it.
Ah, yeah. And if they really tie that together, man, you'll never get the bell tower scene again. And that's one of the greatest scenes in Spider-Man's history. in the comics. That was real from the comics. They did it with Tobey Grace.
Tobey Grace.
He was terrible, but that whole scene with Spider-Man ripping the symbiote off and the bells ringing and it goes down and it lands on Eddie Brock. We won't get that. And that sucks. We won't even get to see Peter and Eddie Brock have a, you know, like a rivalry. Because he's already Venom and it's weird. It's weird. So I hope they fix it. They can't. They can't. So Marvel, make another cartoon so I can watch it and be happy with that. If you can't, I'm such a Spider-Man nerd and they've messed up so much of it. And they're having to build, because they're trying to build around different characters and not build, it's weird not build around Spider-Man. It's like, hey, we're going to build more, we're going to have Morbius his own movie. Like, what? He's only had his own comic book like twice in 100 years. Let's try this. And then, but we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Hopefully it all works out.
Needs to be rated R.
Yeah. I mean, Jared Leto's a pretty good actor.
He's a really good actor.
Just a douchebag from what everybody says.
Yeah. Seems very culty, too.
I mean, he's great in that AIDS medicine movie with Matthew McConaughey.
AIDS medicine?
Yeah, it's all about them getting AIDS medicine. And Matthew McConaughey starts like... He starts...
The Dallas Buyers Club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He starts that club and he somehow gets... Oh, he goes to Mexico, I think. And he gets the drug cheaper and gets them to patients. And he goes to jail for it.
Yeah, right.
For helping people. Because America, you know?
Fucked up.
And Jared Leto plays one of his friends, a cross-dresser, or I think he's gay, cross-dresser, and he might be transitioning. But he, you know, he has AIDS, of course, and goes through all that, and he does a really good job there. And of course, the drug movie that he's in, Requiem for a Dream, he's amazing in that.
Yeah. That's one of those movies where I can, like, I saw that movie, and it's like, I don't know if I really want to rewatch that movie. It's a great movie, but Jesus.
So dark.
Puts you in a depressed-ass mood. And what's that one with Nicolas Cage he did? Something.
Arms Dealers.
Yeah.
That's a dirty movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you think about things. And then he's great in Fight Club.
Yep.
Yeah, he's good. And I think he's going to be fine in this role. I just hope that it's written well and that it makes sense and they're not just like, here's Tom Holland. He just showed up. How weird is that? But like the picture they have of Spider-Man in that trailer isn't even Spider-Man from the universe.
Did you say it was from like the video game?
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing, Sony? And I still don't understand why. They could have just made their own little thing, left Tom Holland out. They could just use Miles. They could make Miles Morales be the Spider-Man in that world. Just whoosh, act like it's not even anything.
Didn't Donald Glover play him?
Ah. Donald Glover in the MCU is playing his uncle or dad. I can't remember. I think it's his dad. Because he talks about, yeah, because he talks about his kid. And he's like, I got a kid your age or whatever. It's Miles. But.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We will see what happens there. Like I said, I'm very nitpicky, and I could talk about Spider-Man all day. And I'm really looking forward to what they do with Tom Holland. He's supposed to be in the Doctor Strange, and there's going to be another Spider-Man 3. And then I'm sure he's going to be in either Venom 2 or the, he might show up in Morbius. Who knows? Let's do it, though.
It's going to be fun, though.
Yeah, let's do it.
Sinister Six.
All right, but that's enough Spider-Man talk for you folks. We will see y'all next week. Hopefully, we'll have the full team here, unless Rhodey quit. We don't know. We'll find out.
Avengers Assemble.
We'll post a job on Facebook to replace him.
Yeah.
I should do that right now. It would be funny. Looking to replace a host.
Must be certified beer pourer.
Will not get any money. Oh, I want to post on there $1 per episode. $1 a week.
$1 a week.
It's the best fucking job ever. Free beer. So, no. Thanks, everybody.
Yep.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good night.
You too.
Goodbye. 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 We're sorry. Close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done,
it's
for
done
now.
For
but
now.
When we come back, it will be good.
It will be good.